This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have been feeling a certain type of way, and I just want to make sure that I'm not crazy.
Okay.
It makes Daddy and Daddy nervous when you...
Okay. It's cute that you think you're the dad of the room.
What am I if I'm not the dad?
No, I guess you are like the father figure. T-Hack's more of like the brother.
Now I don't like that anymore. I'm just saying.
Papa Bear, Brother Bear, Sister Bear. Mama Bear?
Oh.
That hurts me, man.
Sorry.
I've got a pile of mama bears just sitting in the corner.
I need to talk to my therapist.
Don't do the I'm in danger thing.
I'm in danger.
There we go. That's what I needed to hear. This right here, what you're doing to me, and I don't want to put words in TX mouth. This is the I'm dating someone and I get that we need to talk text. I don't like the way I feel right now.
Oh,
like,
well, you actually might be able to understand more. Especially more than T-Hack. I don't know if he's going to know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, let's all pull up our chairs and figure this out. What's happening in
so
your
this
life?
Weekend I went to Sedona for a bachelorette party.
Oh, fun.
Super fun. But I traveled solo, right? And I don't mind.
Well, I mean, it's a bachelorette party.
Yeah, but I mean,
you wouldn't
like,
bring along.
No, but I didn't meet up with any of the other girls coming from Denver.
Oh, like, you didn't?
Mm-mm. We all had different flights, but it was fine. But when you get to the airport and you're not with anyone and you're walking through the terminals.
Oh, boy.
You're just
like
kind of eyeing everyone.
Yeah.
The sexual tension in an airport is wild. Okay. Am I crazy?
I need you to understand a few things. And I swear to God, anybody listening, don't text anything to me about what I'm going to say. I don't want to hear it. Did you feel like you were being preyed upon or there was a two-way sexual tension? Because I'm going to say this. Nobody hits on me. This is why I said don't. Because I don't feel sexual tension when I am anywhere.
You don't feel it right now?
No, I don't.
Like Papa Bear?
I feel... This entire portion of the Slacker
Your
show.
Overalls on.
Nothing good is going to come of what we're talking about right now, as for me personally. But like, I've walked through the airport and thought, well, she's attractive, but I don't ever even imagine a world where I would go talk to her.
Really?
So I don't think. Mm-hmm.
I just assume like they don't even speak the same language I do. Because Denver airport's so big. It's like, who knows?
Yeah, nobody wants to talk to
this
me.
This is a passing thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's like we're walking down the moving walkways the opposite direction, making eye contact. I'm like, that could be a good one. Or like, it's wild.
I have other questions, but I'm going to save them for a second.
Okay.
So you felt your therapy words. Everyone who's going to text in can suck it.
And saying that's not therapy words.
Your feeling is you were going to the airport and you wanted to bang everybody and they wanted to bang you.
I mean, that's not how I would phrase it, but
well, you said
yes.
Sexual tension, but how would... Tiak,
you
would
can
you
have
describe
sexual tension sexual... without, like, I want to bang you.
Then it would just be tension.
No.
Now that's in the room. We have an abundance of that.
Yeah, there's lots of tension in the room, but like, no, you know what I'm saying. If it's sexual tension,
yeah,
then it's, there is a like, oof, I wonder what that's like. wonder what's under the hood on that thing right there. Mm. I wonder what he would look like in Benson Boone's jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
Like some of the things that come through my head, like I do that with women now. I'm like,
how would they
if
look
could do a backflip in that?
I feel sexual tension whenever I walk by like the McDonald's at the airport for sure. Hey.
You're like, a lot of lip don't biting. Just walk by.
Hey.
Licking the lips.
Still breakfast? Oh.
What is wrong with you? Okay, so you're. What's your question? Do just, we all feel that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm speaking for me, mm. Pat. I would say, please text into 303-222-5423. Like, if you're, and say whether or not you feel sexual tension at the airport. I feel like I've said it too many times now. It's starting to lose its oomph. But if you feel that, just say, yes, I feel it, and your gender. Like, if you're a girl, I guarantee, I don't think guys walk through the airport. Like,
no,
when I'm on the thing, if I start to feel it, I feel predatory. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I feel like I'm creepy.
Yeah, and because they're like, look, dude, I'm just trying to get to Phoenix or whatever,
yes.
Sedona. Like, I'm not, quit
Stop
looking at me.
Stop looking at me. Like, on the slow-moving people mover thing.
I'm like, actually looking at the food sign behind you.
Because I do. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's looking at me. And it's like, no, gate 47's right behind me. Has nothing to do with me. She's looking for the delay thing.
Am I just like self-centered then? Mm.
I don't know that I've ever felt it. But I'm in the same boat as you, Slacker. I feel like as a guy, it's like I would never turn in like into that emotion. Like I've noticed people at the airport for
like,
sure.
Oh.
It's a great place to look at people's sneakers. A lot of sneakers at the airport.
Oh, God.
But yeah,
no wonder he doesn't feel it. He's looking at the ground.
Yeah, but eating my Egg McMuffin because it's not 10:30 yet.
Okay. So you don't feel it either. That's all I needed.
I don't think so, but I'm never in a position. I'm never alone, really. So that I'm always like, I'm always taking my son to the bathroom. So that's
not
like,
there's not a lot of tension.
Yeah.
People aren't going.
It's always like, out of the way, quick.
Okay, so I know I don't want to release. Like, this is weird. Like, do you know what your? I know there's HIPAA laws that I'd have to violate if I finish this. Can I violate some HIPAA laws on you? Okay, great. You don't have a monthly visitor anymore because you've got the thing dangling between the drapes.
Yep. A DUI backwards.
Yes.
Like the Jean-Claude Van Damme, like holding the train.
He's like, you shall not pass! That. Do you know what your cycle is? Because I wonder, like you don't have a cycle per se.
But you still get the, yeah.
So do you think you were at the peak of, because I think it's straight, like, is that the first time you felt that?
No.
So you feel it?
Literally every time I go to the airport. That's why I need to know if I'm crazy or not.
Did you act on it?
No.
But you, like, to me, that's a very fun thing. There's lots of great stories of people who just
meet someone at the airport?
Yes.
What a meet cute. Like, I would love
that,
but I
don't think
I will
it turns
never
into anything.
It could.
Mm. It's usually, this is not what the family bathrooms are typically designed for.
Yeah. That's your personal
my son
story.
Needs to go open up. Come on.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.